Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
It's only been around for 11 years, but Monzo Bank is already Britain's largest digital bank with 15 million customers. Now they are withdrawing from America entirely, but opening up a business here in Ireland. And 100,000 people have already downloaded the app. But what does Monzo offer that Revolut, which is already huge here, doesn't already? Michael Carney is the head of Monzo Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Haven't you guys left a little bit late to get into the digital banking game here?
Look, we're just in the very early inroads of digital banking. Just 2 to 3% of global banking revenues is from fintechs. And so we're very happy with our entry into Ireland today. We're launching. We've over 100,000 people who've already signed up over a 3 month period, and we haven't even launched yet. Today is the first day that people will be able to sign up for a Monzo account.
And what will they get once they download?
Yeah, super. Yeah, so we actually have accounts for both personal and business customers, and in that we've been doing a lot of research and listening to Irish customers to find out exactly what they do want. And number one most important thing that Irish customers want from their bank is a free bank. Mm-hmm. So people are fed up of maintenance.
People love freebies.
They like free cans. The second thing is people want ways to save. We've all seen the statistic that 170 billion euros worth of...
Earning no money
at banks. And so we're introducing a very competitive rate, 12 times higher than what the average is on those deposits.
What is the rate?
1.6%. Mm-hmm. And instant access, really important. Okay. But also coupled with that, we're bringing tools to help people to actually start saving. Whether that's roundups, we have a safety net feature which allows you to work out how much you would need to save in order to be able to cover 1 or 2 or 3 months worth of your ongoing expenses. Mm. So helping you just to get on top of your finances and just feel confidence in where you are from a financial position.
But no plans yet for bigger investments such as loans or home loans even?
We very shortly we'll have something on the loan side, but not on mortgages for now.
So just to go back to my original point, what's the difference between Monzo and, for example, Revolut, which has over 3 million customers here?
Well, we compete with Revolut and others in the UK, and we're the number one digital bank in the UK. And I think if you ask customers in the UK what makes Monzo different, it's the experience. We're the most loved brand in the UK. Bar none. And so I think there's a gap in the market for a loved bank.
Is that because you can speak to a human being?
Absolutely. I think 24/7 customer support is an element of that. But I think it's also the way the product works and that feeling of you have someone on your side.
Right. Okay. Because that is often the big complaints about digital banks is that they will deal with you in text form, maybe even a chatbot, but you can't physically call someone up that easily.
Yeah, that's what we say is, look, if money is keeping you awake, we're awake. We've got 24/7 support. You can call, you can chat with us, or you can email us at any time and we'll get in touch.
If you're not charging for your bank account, how are you going to make any money?
So we have a very sustainable business model. We drive revenue through our transactions, subscriptions, etc. And you don't need to have maintenance fees to be a successful business.
What are the subscriptions? This is if you move into a more premium levels with the bank?
That's for business banking, yes, for today. So if you sign up for a business banking account, you have a free account. But then if you need more advanced features, then you can subscribe to
that. So the business customers would be subsidizing the non-business customers?
No, we see them as two different business lines.
Okay. You're offering physical cards as well as a digital card?
That's right. You'll see our Hot Coral cards around Dublin now.
Hot Coral.
That's
the colour, isn't it?
That's the colour, yeah. It's our brand colour. And now that we're live, you'll start to see Monzo popping up everywhere. Hopefully we're painting Ireland hot coral, is what we say.
Now, Revolut has received quite a bit of attention for how it treats victims of fraud. Some victims are basically left high and dry by Revolut saying, sorry, well, you agree to the payment. Whereas the pillar banks in this country do tend to quietly help customers financially. What is Monzo going to do in the event of a fraud?
Look, the first and foremost, you want to try and not have customers fall into that fraud situation. And so we spend a huge amount on industry-first features that prevent fraud. So we brought call status to the market. That's where if you get a phone call and you go into the app, it'll say whether Monzo is calling or isn't calling you. I think that's a really important feature.
In the middle of the phone call, you can...
In the middle of the phone call, you can do that, which is really important. So, you know, a common fraud vector is that you get a phone call, they say, can you go in and transfer money? As soon as you go into the app, they say, this is not Monzo calling you. Mm. Hang up. And it's that. There's a bunch of other features that we do. We have a great feature called undo payments. Again, oftentimes you're thinking about making a payment and there's a 10 to 60 second window there for you just to cancel the payment and not send it when you have that second thought, which I think is really, really important. But beyond that, I think the other really important element is just being able to talk to your customers. So 24/7 support again when people need to talk to us.
Are you ruling out refunding someone who has been a victim of fraud?
So again, it'll be very dependent on the circumstances.
Okay. What about ZipPay? This is the new service being launched by the Pillar Banks to encourage instant payments and easy payments between individuals, phone to phone, person to person, rather than going necessarily via the old traditional route of an IBAN. Are you guys going to use that?
So great to see innovation in the market. From today, you can now Monzo people as well. And actually, it is a verb in the UK and hopefully will become a verb here as well very soon. And look, we'll listen to what our customers say on ZipPay and then act accordingly.
Why did you withdraw from America?
So this is a very deliberate strategic decision. We have 50 million customers in the UK and we have a European banking license where we see there's a huge opportunity. And so this is really a focus decision from our perspective, focus on where we think we can see the most traction and really invest behind that.
Right. And you didn't obviously make enough money in the States given what was going on.
Very difficult market. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Well, listen, best of luck with it. Is it monzo.ie?
At monzo.com. And you'll appear in the Ireland website. We're live today. You can sign up for your free account.
Superb. Thanks. Best of luck with it, Michael. That's Michael Carney, the Chief Executive of Monzo Ireland. Back in a moment talking about how AI may lead to even more fraud.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.